Dr. Pinsky dictating the second half of an IME on Matthew Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. And I'll try to pick up where I left off. He was seen again by Dr. Mitchell for a need for a treatment exam on 3-4-21. Appeared he had additional documentation available at that time, but this included some from Spine 1 Chiropractic Center, dated 9-9-20. Period. He paid $50 in Aetna, had 12 visits per year in the general comments section. Period. He underwent cervical, lumbar, pelvic manipulative treatment as well as modalities, including myofascial release. Period. X-rays are completed. Period. Was handwritten. He is a laborer in the union working 60 to 80 hours per week. Period. Pain diagram demonstrates his lumbar cervical spine, and the purpose of the appointment was his back pain that began, quote, a few months ago, period, end quote. Dr. Mitchell wrote, after reviewing this additional information and performing a reevaluation, concluded the additional information clearly substantiates that the patient was symptomatic several days immediately prior to his incident at work and alleged worsening. But in fact, he even had tension signs on the left. But he was treating with chiropractic care for spinal pain as well as lower extremity complaints. But he already had longstanding and chronic complaints by report. But however, it was clear to Dr. Mitchell, this patient did not wish to disclose the information in the several visits with him. Period. It was also quite clear by the other records provided that this information was provided to other providers. Period. It was provided to the emergency room, physicians, and chiropractor. Period. However, it was not provided to the pain management specialist, who had indicated the patient was injured at work and had treatment for that injury. The pain provider did not comment upon the degenerative chronic longstanding nature of the imaging findings, but likewise they did not comment upon the symptoms that were present immediately prior to the incident at work and alleged worsening. Period. In conclusion, Dr. Mitchell wrote he had a temporary increase in subjective pain without any objective findings, but he has returned to his pre-injury baseline. Pretty recommended an FCE before returning the patient to work without restrictions. Period. He also documented that at no point did he tell the patient that his imaging findings are, quote, normal, end quote, and not to worry about them. Pretty informed him, actually, that the majority of patients have disc degeneration on imaging studies, and that in and of itself is not an abnormality. But likewise, with the left paracentral component, this would only result in left S1 radiculopathy. But however, the patient indicates today he has right-sided low back pain. But the left L5-S1 component would not result in right-sided low back pain. Furthermore, epidural injections are not indicated for back pain without radiculopathy. Therefore, even if this patient was to proceed with treatment under his personal insurance, epidural steroid injections would not be indicated. This is especially true with a left-sided herniation and right-sided low back pain. He again recommended an FCE and deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. In paragraph, neurologic evaluation was done by Dr. Skinner on 7/28/21 in conjunction with an EMG whose results will be inserted here. Period. Lastly, on 1/27/22, pain specialist Dr. Corda, CORDA, performed the need for treatment evaluation. Period. Ascertained from the petitioner, he had two complaints to workers' compensation on 1/1/14 and then on 9/25/20. Paired Dr. Corder reviewed the MRI that was done on 9/26/20, which showed he has a disc protrusion at L5-S1 with some mild degeneration and mild degeneration throughout the spine. Subsequently, after reviewing this individual and taking a history and examining him, the patient's exam is completely normal. There were no particular symptoms. There were no signs of atrophy in his upper or lower extremities. MRI showed normal degeneration, which is very mild and normal for his age. The EMG was completely negative, which is indicative of no particular symptoms. Because he could find nothing on exam, and the MRI does not show anything that is significant with his complaints, Dr. Corder believed there was no further treatment needed for this individual. He did not believe that he had excessive degeneration of his spine secondary to his work duties. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular physique. Extremities, upper normal, lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He had mild tenderness of palpation at the lumbar sacral junction, and the rest of that section is normal. Impressions, Matthew Graham alleges to have injured himself twice at work on 1/1/14 and 9/25/20, seemingly on an occupational basis. He sought treatment on his own at the emergency room and through a chiropractor, but eventually had consultation with Dr. Mitchell. MRI and x-rays were reviewed and noted to be unspectacular. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. At one point, Dr. Mitchell discharged him from care at maximum medical improvement. Nevertheless, Mr. Graham returned, stating he had persistent symptoms. He insisted on having updated diagnostic studies despite Dr. Mitchell's explanation. He did undergo an EMG by Dr. Skinner that was negative for lumbar radiculopathy. He saw Dr. Mitchell through 3/4/21 when he was deemed again to have reached maximum medical improvement. On 1/27/22, Dr. Corda echoed that conclusion. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Graham found him to be well muscled. Otherwise, he had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Sperling's maneuver and neural tension signs were negative. He only had mild tenderness to palpation about the lumbar sacral junction. This exam is virtually benign. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back. The petitioner does have the expected degenerative changes of someone of his gender and age. These underlying findings were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the events in question. End.